欢迎继续锁定 Radio 7-7-4 聪微九思反拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。我们 Jesse 今天我们将继续的和 Tom 来分享钢铁侠这个超级英雄电影系列，在今年呢这个系列推出了第三部，所以呢今天我们就来介绍钢铁侠三。
Hi everyone, this is Tom. Today we're going to share the superhero film Iron Man 3. It is the sequel to 2008 Iron Man and 2010's Iron Man 2, and the 7th installmentin the Marvel Cinematic Universe, being the first major release in the franchise since the crossover film The Avengers. Sean Black directed a screenplay he co-wrote with Drew Pearce, and which uses concepts from the extremist story act by the Warren Ellis.
钢铁侠系列的第三部呢换了导演 Sean Black， 虽然从1987年开始写剧本并且成为了演员，但是作为导演呢他还只能算是新人，之前他只在2005年执导过一部 Kiss Kiss Bang Bang。
John Farrell, who directed the first two films, serves as an executive producer and reprises his role as Happy Hogan。
影片的主演呢当然仍然是 Robert Downey Jr. 他的爱人 Pepper Potts 也仍然由 Gwyneth Paltrow 扮演，他的战友 James Ross 上校也仍然由 Don Cheadle 扮演。
Iron Man 3 was converted to 3D in post-production. It was internationally released on April 25th, 2013 in IMAX and was released on May 3rd, 2013 in the United States.
在这部影片的开始呢是 Tony Stark 的一段独白，他说我们创造了自己的魔鬼，显然呢在这集故事当中 Tony 要为过去做过的错事而付出代价了，当然要付出代价的不止他一个人。
A famous man once said, we create our own demons. Who said that? What does that even mean? Doesn't matter. I said it because he said it. So now he was famous and basically getting said by two well-known guysI'm going to start again. Let's track this from the beginning.
Tony Stark 带我们回忆起了1999年12月31号跨年的时候发生的一件小事儿。那个时候的他呢还是个典型的花花公子，狂妄自大。
It started in Bern, Switzerland, 1999. The old days. Never thought they'd come back to bite me. Why would they?
谁也没有想到一件小事此后会引发如此可怕的连锁反应，那到底当初发生了什么呢？
Tony Stark recalls a New Year's Eve party in 1999 with scientist Maya Hansen, inventor of Extremis, an experimental regenerative treatment intended to allow recovery from crippling injuries.
女科学家 Maya 不仅美丽迷人，而且呢她正在研究的这个科学项目 Extremis 也让 Tony 很感兴趣，虽然还在试验阶段很不成熟，但是可以预期如果她的这个研究项目 Extremis 可以成功的话，所有伤残人士都可以重获新生，再生出健全的肢体。不过呢对于这项研究项目感兴趣的人呢可有不少，比如说神经兮兮的科学家 Audrey Killian， 他在派对上找到了 Maya 和 Tony 寻求合作的机会。
Audrey Killian wants Tony back in his endeavor, AIM, but Stark rejects, humiliating Killian.
Stark 把 Killian 骗到楼顶上去等他，但是却一直没有现身。在寒风中冻了一个晚上的 Killian 的心里从此种下了仇恨的种子。在回忆了起因之后呢，让我们看看现在的钢铁侠在忙些什么吧。
Mark 42, autonomous prehensile propulsion suit test, initialize sequence. Jarvis, drop my needle.
本集电影中的剧情紧接着复仇者联盟，在纽约大战之后呢，托尼仍然在潜心研究他的战斗盔甲。
Sometime after the event of the Avengers, unhunted Tony Stark has obsessively built several Iron Man suits in his mansion. Tony works on a new model 42 in which all the suit pieces fly to him and recombine.
就在这个时候，危机再次出现，一个神秘的恐怖组织引起了巨大的恐慌。
A string of bumblings by terrorists of the Mandarin has left intelligence agencies bewildered by a lack of evidence.
为了对付恐怖组织，政府推出了钢铁爱国者 Iron Patriot， 就是穿上了机械战甲的 Rhodes 上校。媒体对此呢是极尽嘲讽，而 Tony 也不屑一顾。
They test the world with focus groups, all right?
I am Iron Patriot.
Listen, your machine was a little too aggressive, all right? This sends a better message.
So what's really going on?Mandarin. Seriously, can we talk about this guy?
classified information at all.
Okay, there have been 9 bombings. The public only knows about 3. But here's the thing. Nobody can ID a device. There's no bomb casing.
You know I can help. Just ask.
It's the last time you've had a good night's sleep.
Einstein slept 3 hours a year. Look what he did.
People are concerned about you, Tony. I'm concerned about you.
You're going to come at me like
no,
that?
No, look, I'm not trying to be a dick. Listen, the Pentagon is scared. After New York, aliens, come on. You need to look strong. Stopping the Mandarin is priority, but it's not
superhero
business. No, not, quite it. Frankly. It's American business.
Sorry, sorry.
Okay?
最近出现了一个新的恐怖分子 Mandarin 非常猖狂， Tony 呢也从 Rose 上校那里了解了一些情况。
Rose 说这几起恐怖分子策划的爆炸事件都非常的奇怪。 Here's the thing, nobody can ID a device. 问题是没人知道爆炸装置是什么。 There's no bomb casings. 现场没有炸弹的碎片。 Listen, the Pentagon is scared. 国防部已经害怕了。 Stopping the Mandarin is the priority. 阻止恐怖分子头目 Mandarin也就是满大人，现在呢是头等大事。在这里 priority 表示优先考虑的事，最重要的事，也就是当务之急的意思。举个例子， things should be taken out in order of priority， 办事应该有个先后次序。
由于在 The Avengers 复仇者联盟当中呢，外星人进攻了纽约，造成了相当大的破坏和恐慌，所以呢国防部也希望在这一次对付恐怖分子的时候能展现出他们的决心和能力，能够在公众面前呢为自己挽回一点颜面。
所以 Rose 才说现在这可是国防部的事。 But it's not， 还没有说完 Tony 便打断他。 It's not superhero business， 不关超级英雄的事，对吧？ Rose 说 Quite frankly it's American business， 坦白的说这是全美国的事，所以你就不要插手了。
Except the world with focus groups, all right?
I am Iron Patriot.
Listen, War Machine was a little too aggressive, all right? This sends a better message.
So what's really going on?
Mandarin.
Seriously,
can we talk about this kind?
It's classified information, Tony.
Okay, there have been 9 bombings.
Right.
The public only knows about 3. But here's the thing.Nobody can ID a device. There's no bomb casing.
You know I can help. Just ask him.
It's the last time you've had a good night's sleep.
Einstein slept 3 hours a year. Look what he did.
People are concerned about you, Tony. I'm concerned about you.
You're going to come at me like
no,
that?
No, look, I'm not trying to be a dick. Listen, the Pentagon is scared. After New York, aliens, come on. You need to look strong. Stopping the Mandarin is priority, but...It's not
superhero business.
No, no, quite frankly, it's American business.
Sorry, sorry.
Okay?
看来 Rose 对 Tony 的担心并不是没有道理的。在这次谈话中呢， Tony 就突然犯了病，险些摔倒。更糟糕的是呢，他查不出自己的病因。他的智能机器人 Jarvis 只是告诉他呢，他有这个焦虑症，而且非常严重。而另一边呢，已经掌管了 Stark 工业的 Pepper 这天会见了一位特殊的客人 Audrey Killian。没错，这就是十几年前那个落魄的科学家，而如今他显然已经飞黄腾达了。
At Stark Industries, Pepper meets Killian.Who demonstrates new DNA alerting technology. Pepper refuses, as it could be weaponized.
That would be incredible. Unfortunately, to my ears, it also sounds highly weaponizable, as in enhanced soldiers, private armies, and Tony is not...
Tony. You know, I invited Tony to join AIM 13 years ago. He turned me down.But something tells me now there's a new genius on the throne who doesn't have to answer to Tony anymore and who has slightly less of an ego.
It's going to be an L. Aldrich. As much as I'd like to help you.
Well, I can't say that I'm not disappointed. And as my father used to say, failure is the fog through which we glimpse triumph.
That's very deep.I have no idea what it means.
Neither. He was kind of an idiot, my old man. I'm sure I'll see you again, Pepper.
Killian 这次来呢是向 Pepper 介绍了一项他的新技术，他想跟 Stark 工业合作，但是 Pepper 拒绝了他，因为他认为呢这项新技术有可能被转化为武器。显然呢这个 Killian 对十几年前被 Stark 戏弄还很耿耿于怀呢。他说呢，我以为现在 Stark 工业已经换了掌门人了，已经不再是 Tony Stark 说了算了，所以呢就能够有所改变了呢。看来啊，你也还得听他的话。
但是看起来 Killian 对这次被拒绝没有太当回事，他说 Failure is the fog through which we glimpse trophy. Glimpse 是瞥见的意思，也就是说透过失败的迷雾我们能窥见成功的曙光，这有点类似于我们说的失败乃成功之母。
That would be incredible. Unfortunately to my ears it also sounds highly weaponizable, as in enhanced soldiers, private armies, and Tony is
Tony. You know, I invited Tony to join AIM 13 years ago. He turned me down. But something tells me now there's a new genius on the throne who doesn't have to answer to Tony anymore, and who has slightly less of an ego.
It's going to be an Al Aldrich. As much as I'd like to help you.
Well, I can't say that I'm not disappointed. And as my father used to say, failure is the fog through which we go into triumph.
That's very deep. And I have no idea what it means.
No, neither. He was kind of an idiot, my old man. I'm sure I'll see you again, Pepper.
Killian 的这次来访呢非常突然，让 Pepper 很是摸不着头脑，而平日里因为潜心研究他的新战甲呢， Tony 多少忽略了 Pepper 的感受，所以呢趁着圣诞节即将到来之际， Tony 也想表达一下自己的心意。
Pepper drives home and Tony has a huge staffed toy for her as a gift. However, he's busy working and Pepper is upset.
Hey, I admit it, my fault. Sorry, I'm a piping hot messBeen going on for a while. I haven't said anything. Nothing's been the same since New York.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that at all.
You experience things. And then they're over and you still can't explain them.
Gods, aliens, other dimensions. I'm just a man in a can.
The only reason I haven't cracked up is probably because you moved in. Which is great. I love you. I'm lucky. But honey...I can't sleep. You go to bed, I come down here, I do what I know. I tinker. Threat is imminent, and I have to protect the one thing that I can't live without. That's you. And my suits, they're,
Machines.
They're part of me.
A distraction.
Maybe.
看来呢，复仇者联盟在纽约抵抗外星人入侵的那件事儿，对于托尼来说影响非常大。毕竟他们胜的是很艰难，而他本人更是九死一生，算是幸运的捡回了一条命。所以呢，现在的托尼是充满了危机感。
托尼对 Pepper 说，在这样巨大的压力下 ，Pepper 对他是非常重要的。The only reason I haven't cracked up is probably because you've moved in. 我至今还没崩溃的唯一原因，大概就是你搬进来住了。Crack up 在形容人的时候表示体力或精力上的垮掉，比如 pressure of life caused him to crack up， 生活的压力使他身体垮了。再比如 I kept a straight face as long as I could but I finally had to crack up， 我尽量板着面孔但最后还是控制不住失声大笑起来。那 crack up 在这里就可以理解为绷不住了。
Tony 说呢，尽管 Pepper 搬进来之后啊，他是有了精神支柱，但是仍然是夜不能寐。
他说每天晚上我都睡不着觉。You go to bed, I come down here. 你上床睡了之后，我就到地下室来。I do what I know, I tinker. 做我能做的，就是敲敲打打，修修补补。当然，这里指的就是他改进他的机械战甲。Tinker 做名词，指的就是修补匠，在美语里也就是表示打杂工的人。而这里做动词表示修补，尤其是指不带起作用的修修补补。
也就是说呢，尽管他所做的呀可能起不到太大的作用，但是他必须不停的工作，不然 Tony 就很不安心。
因为他认为 the threat is imminent， imminent 即将发生的，迫在眉睫的，而通常指的都是不愉快的事。比如说 the black clouds show that storm is imminent， 乌云预示暴风雨即将来临。
那托尼说呢，因为危险呢随时会降临，我必须得做好准备。
And I have to protect the one thing that I can't live without。 托尼这样说，我必须守护对我来说不可或缺的珍宝。 That's you， 那就是你。
Hey, I admit it, my fault. Sorry, I'm a piping hot mess. Been going on for a while, I haven't said anything. Nothing's been the same since New York
Oh, really? I didn't notice that at all.
You experience things. And then they're over and you still can't explain them?
Gods, aliens, other dimensions. I'm just a man in a can.
The only reason I haven't cracked up is probably because you moved in. Which is great. I love you. I'm lucky. But honey, I can't sleep. You go to bed, I come down here, I do what I know. I tinker. Threat is imminent, and I have to protect the one thing that I can't live without. That's you. And my suits, they're,
machines.
They're part of me.
A distraction.
Maybe.
在很久没有好好休息之后呢，这天晚上 Tony 终于能够入睡了，但是很快他就被噩梦惊醒，梦的内容当然还是纽约的那场大战，而此时对 Killian 有所警觉的 Stark 工业的保安队长 Happy 偷偷地跟踪了他。
Happy is suspicious and follows Killian and his henchman Seven in front of Chinese theater. Seven gives another man a briefcase. Happy tries to intercede but is bitten by Seven and the other man explodesThe Mandarin comes on TV and takes responsibility for the blast.
Happy 在这场爆炸中受了重伤，被送进了医院。
Stark visits the comatose Happy and issues a televised threat to the Mandarin.
We're awaiting the arrival of Tony Stark. We're hoping he'll give us the reaction. His reaction to the latest attack.
Stark! Stark!
Anything else you can tell us?
Hey, Mr. Stark! When is somebody going to kill this guy? Just saying. Is that what you want? Here's a little holiday greeting I've been wanting to send to the Mandarin. I just didn't know how to phrase it until now. My name is Tony Stark, and I'm not afraid of you. I know you're a coward. So I've decided that you just died, pal. I'm going to come get the body.There's no politics here, it's just good old-fashioned revenge. No Pentagon, it's just you and me. And the off chance you're a man. Here's my home address. 10880 Malibu Point, 90265.
看到跟随了自己这么多年的好朋友 Happy 伤得这么重，而且知道 Mandarin 已经发动了十起爆炸案，伤害了那么多的人， Tony 再也忍不了了，他甚至通过电视镜头直接向 Mandarin 发出了挑战。
Tony 说 There's no politics here, it's just good old fashioned revenge. 这事儿不牵扯政治，我是要报私仇。 There's no Pentagon, it's just you and me. 这和五角大楼和国防部无关，是咱俩的私人恩怨。And on the off chance you're a man, here's my home address. 如果你还是个男人，就打到我家门口来。于是 Tony 就报了自家的地址。I'll leave the door unlocked. 我给你留门，也就是说我不怕你，咱俩可以当面较量。刚才提到的 off chance 表示极小、极罕见的机会。Tony 说 ，On the off chance you're a man， 就是说虽然我认为你不是个男人，你有这种勇气的几率很小，但是如果你还有那么一点男子气概的话，你就直接来找我吧。
We're awaiting the arrival of Tony Stark. We're hoping he'll give us the reaction. With his reaction, the latest attack.
Mr. Stark!
Anything else you can tell us?
Hey, Mr. Stark! When is somebody going to kill this guy? Just saying. Is that what you want? Here's a little holiday greeting I've been wanting to send to the Mandarin.I just didn't know how to phrase it until now. My name is Tony Stark, and I'm not afraid of you. I know you're a coward. So I've decided that you just died, pal. I'm going to come get the body. There's no politics here. It's just good old-fashioned revenge. There's no Pentagon. It's just you and me. And the off chance you're a man. Here's my home address. 10880 Malibu Point. 90265.
Tony 向恐怖分子 Mandarin 下了战书，并且开始着手调查这次的爆炸事件。
Tony goes home to investigate the bombing with his artificial intelligence, Jarvis.
通过对爆炸现场的分析 ，Tony 找到了一个身份识别牌，也就是美国士兵都会挂在脖子上的那个叫做 dog tag。这恰好呢是那个爆炸的男人身上遗留下来的东西。那比较之前的多起爆炸事件呢 ，Tony 似乎已经发现了端倪。
Maya suddenly knocks on the door, telling Tony to hide. When the helicopter gunships attacked with missiles, Tony commands the 42 suit to cover and protect Pepper. Pepper and Maya survive the attack. Tony gets the 42 back, but down on power he cannot fly. The house crumbles into the sea, taking the Iron Man down. The suit regains some power and flies off unseen.
当托尼清醒过来之后呢，发现他的机械战甲已经几乎耗尽了所有的能量，只能是迫降了。
Tony then finds himself in rural Tennessee after Jarvis follows a flight plan from Tony's investigation into the Mandarin. On crash landing, Jarvis and the 42 still run out of power.
这个时候的 Tony 孤立无援，而他也只给 Pepper 打电话留了言。
Start secure server, now transferring to all known receivers.
Pepper, it's me. Got a lot of apologies to make and not a lot of time, so first off, I'm so sorry I put you in harm's way. That was...selfish and stupid, and it won't happen again. Also, it's Christmas time, and rather stupid. Done. Sorry. And I'm sorry in advance, because I can't come home yet. I need to find this guy. You gotta stay safe. That's all I know.
Tony 拖着已经失去了动力的战甲来到了一间木屋躲避风雪，就在这里呢遇到了一个10岁的小男孩哈利，而哈利啊可是钢铁侠的忠实粉丝。与此同时呢，媒体已经在大肆报道说 Tony 已经死了。
Stark's experimental armor, the 42 suit, lacks sufficient power to return to California, and the world believes him dead.
迫降在田纳西的 Tony 在这里能够发现什么线索呢？之前出现的那个神秘兮兮的 Killian 到底和这件事情又有什么样的关系呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和 Tom 来分享这部《钢铁侠三》。
I think that my boss is working for the Mandarin. This boss of yours, does he have a name?
Yeah, Aldrich Killian.
This tape's your son didn't kill himself. I guarantee you, he didn't kill anyone. Someone used him.
What?
It's a weapon. You used to have a moral psychology. You used to have ideals. Wanted to help people. Now look at you. Get me out of here. Come on.
Before the end, let's review some words and phrases. Crack up, 在形容人的时候表示体力或精神上的垮掉。Imminent, 即将发生的、迫在眉睫的。Off chance, 极小的、罕见的机会。Priority, 优先的是、最重要的是、当务之急。
Alright, that's all for today. I'm Jesse, see you tomorrow.
I'm Tom, bye bye.
Visionary, genius, American patriot.
I just finally know what I have to do. And I know in my heart that it's right.
And Mr. Tony Stark, who is, of course, a national treasure.
钢铁侠再度现身。Home Video 私房拷贝本周和您分享 Iron Man 钢铁侠全系列。
I am Iron Man.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台。主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界。没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天，原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。英语 PK 台，一起学起来。
还有收音机广播吗？
你 out 了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打6515-7598了解更多收听方式。